When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. We got the vibe on deck, bro. Four dope brothers talking sports, so let's go. If you could just imagine some dudes into music, get together to talk trash about whose team is losing. So here we go. Deke Turner, John Lane, Trey Illy, Jay Hill, the MVP, according to his theory. So now what? We got they mics and gizmos. Podcast rapper for DC, what it is, mo. Yeah.
Welcome to Sports and Things, a weekly podcast where we go in depth on sports and music topics of the week. Featuring John Lane, Trey Ely, Jay Hill, and host Dennis Turner.
And welcome to Sports and Things, everybody. This is a special edition of Sports and Things. It's going to be a quick 15-minute segment. We just finished 4 hours, 2 days of taping for the DC Love Dilla panel. So we want to
ain't saying shit about the Wizards.
Actually, that's not true. That's not true. But it won't start with that. We won't start there.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. Let's start with something a little bit simple. Super Bowl is this Sunday, Tampa Bay and Kansas City. I want to get you guys Super Bowl predictions, and I will start with John.
So I think this is going to be a really good matchup of two very good quarterbacks. Of course, you know, Tampa Bay – to me, seems like the more dense team because of their defense. But against Patrick Mahomes and that offense, they're going to have their hands full. I know that there's some COVID issues with Kansas City right now, so that might have some sort of an effect in the beginning. But Patrick Mahomes is very, very good at making comebacks. We've seen that. But so is Tom Brady. With all that said... history has shown that whenever a city hosts a Super Bowl,
they never make it.
Yeah, this has never happened.
They never make it. So what kind of history
you've never had before?
Yeah, there is no history.
I'm about to say, because the history is no team that's hosted a Super Bowl has ever won. So
because
here we go.
No team has ever hosted.
They've never made it.
And it'll continue. It.
I see what you did there.
I see what I'm saying?
I see what you did there.
No, but all that to say, it's going to be very close. I do think it's going to come down to the wire. I have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid winning this. I think Patrick Mahomes just... he's faster, and I think his brain moves faster as a result. And even though they have the same amount of weapons, I think their weapons are just a lot more skillful. Tom Brady won't have a 100% Antonio Brown. Mike Evans seems to drop a lot of passes.
But when he catches them, boy.
I'm going with – yeah, very true, very true. But if he catches them. So I'm going to say Kansas City wins 34 – to 31.
Okay. Trey.
All right. So this is a great matchup, like John was saying. There's a lot of phenomenal storylines here. I mean, you have the old guard versus the new, where you have Tom Brady against Patrick Mahomes. You have Andy Reid's rematch against Tom Brady, because Andy Reid has, coached in two Super Bowls before this one, the one he won last year, and then with the Eagles, he lost to Tom Brady there. And then, you know, offense against defense with Kansas City's offense against Todd Bowles and the Tampa Bay defense. And it's just, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be tight. I have this thing about going against Tom Brady. I just kind of don't do it, especially in big games that matter. Part of me wants to say Kansas City because they can put up the points, but I think that Brady's going to find a way to win. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay, but it won't be easy. It won't be any kind of blowout. This will be a nail biter.
Okay. JM.
I got Brady throwing for 300 and losing.
Like that's what he did against the Giants in 2007.
Throwing for
exactly. Isn't that what he did against the Giants?
Exactly. He's gonna throw for 300 and still lose.
They were 18-0, and
that was the Randy Moss and the crazy record-breaking year.
Wait, Trey, did you give me a score? I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't give you a score. I didn't give you a score. 34-31, Tampa Bay.
Jay, go ahead, Jay.
Isn't that what John said?
He said Kansas City.
Kansas City, same score.
Okay. 34-31, Kansas City. Okay. I got 38. I got 38-28. And like I said, he's going to throw for 300, but they're going to lose. Mahomes, they're going to do the screen to Tyreek, so his pass numbers, I always feel like that's fudge when you throw a screen and they take it for 80 yards. That wasn't really a fucking pass. It's a run. Stop playing.
But he throws enough of them, though, so that
he does.
He definitely throws.
But he does his shovel pad. But I feel like he gonna probably get like two and change. He not really going to sling it like that, like he can.
Pause.
I mean, you know. Smash it in, slang it, girl. Slash it.
I'm sorry. Tom Brady threw for 266 in Super Bowl.
So he's gonna break that. So he's gonna throw for 300.
About the number 300 is like it's not the people make
it act is like it's not
an easy number to get. It's not an easy number to get a quarterback.
Like, it is.
How
it was?
You got to throw the ball 37 times to get 300 most times. Like.
Which is
why. That's what a lot of quarterbacks did back then.
Yep.
That's fair. I get
Peyton
that.
Manning, Phillip Rivers.
That's what they're going to be forced to do because they're going to be behind.
Right.
He's going to be forced to do that. That's why I'm saying he's going to hit 300. Well, it's going to be like, dang, he threw for 300 and they still lost. Yep. Because normally that's not associated with a loss unless you really are doing garbage time.
Oh, your defense is crap. Yeah. And, you know, Tampa Bay's defense has given Patrick Mahomes some issues before. Yeah. So we have to be mindful.
38-31. I changed that. 38-31.
Everybody's okay. You gave him 4 points. It's a 4 point difference in your score, but you still got Kansas City winning the game.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna say 35.
Really?
35-30. Tampa Bay.
35-30.
Yeah.
How the hell you got 30? Shit.
Field goal.
Field goal. Couple of them.
How many field goals?
Right.
Well, you get four touchdowns. 10. Field goal, that's 30.
10 field goals.
10 field goals.
I got Tampa Bay winning.
Yo, 10 field goals. He throwing for 150 yards probably.
No, I'm commenting on your prediction, not my own.
10 field goals. That's amazing.
I bet. All
right. Well.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's going to be the prediction. We'll see. So the game is this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CBS. Check it out. Real quick question, though. It's an end things question, though, on the Super Bowl, and then we'll move on to the next subject. Are any of you going to watch the halftime show?
I was about to say, what about the prop bets? What does the Weeknd wear? What's his first song? Because you know they got all kind of stupid ass prop bets.
Is it just the Weeknd? Is he going to have any guests?
I don't know. He probably hasn't announced, so he might have some special shit lined up for everybody. But you know they do that dumb shit. Like how long would the anthem be? Will the anthem be over 4 minutes? Yeah. You know
he's right. Gonna go super weird, man. It's the Super Bowl.
So of course, he's
go super
course.
Weird.
He been weird all year.
Yeah, but this is the Super Bowl. He going extra weird.
I'm just saying, anybody gonna take 15 minutes? Oh, it's probably gonna be a little longer than that, right? But about 15 minutes worth his performance to watch what he does.
I'm good.
He's gonna come out in a body cast, shit like that.
Damn.
I just don't care. Okay, so we got our prediction.
That whole thing that he pulled with the wrapping his face, like he had an accident, and then like all that face makeup,
bloody
Botox.
People are interested.
But are you interested? What happened? Question.
Fuck no, I'm not interested.
Negative.
I've been interested in the Weeknd. I'm sorry.
It's a no for me.
All right, moving on to the NBA All-Star Weekend or the game, because we don't know if it's going to be a weekend yet.
They said it's official.
Are they going to do the 3-point contest and the dunk contest? Calling it the official
No, they haven't done that yet.
But that's what I'm saying. They haven't done all that stuff.
Having a skills contest.
Yeah, I'm saying the skill contest and the 3-point and the dunk contest haven't been confirmed yet, but they have confirmed the game. Some people are calling it the ultimate NBA money grab, but you know. So
if you can play regular games, you can play all-star game.
That's what I say.
Same thing.
Dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
You can dodge COVID.
No, you can't.
You can dodge COVID. You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge COVID.
You can't. One is missed. All right. So real quick, I'm going to give you guys the front runners, East and West, and you can tell me whether these are accurate or not. In the West, you have LeBron James at $2.2 million and counting. In the front court, and the guard would be Steph Curry. And in the East, you have Kevin Durant at $2.3 million and Bradley Beal at the top guard at 1.2 million votes.
Hey.
All right.
Getting some love now.
At least the Wizards are winning something.
I told you we have a wizard in there somehow.
I do wonder when was the last time a Wizard led or a Washington player led like any skill position. I wonder if this is the first for him too.
Well, not have an All-Star week. 70.
That's crazy.
I don't even think then.
And Gilbert, you had Chris.
I think it's 78.
Like you had Weber. Like I don't think anybody's ever led.
I think Arenas would have been the closest to actually get. Yeah, he would have been the closest.
Arenas would have been the closest.
Yeah,
I agree. Wall was always like number four.
And fun fact,
he was always an alternate.
Russell Westbrook is number 9 vote getter.
He is.
Just off of name recognition.
Just off. Star power.
Fair enough.
That's crazy, man.
So, front runners, how do you guys feel about those? LeBron, KD, Steph, and Bradley.
Those are fine.
Mm-hmm. I love it, especially Bill.
Notables, Luka and Damian Lillard, Jokic, Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, of course, Giannis, Embiid. Kyrie Irving and James Harden. So you got 3 of the 5 starters from the Brooklyn Nets in the top running for the All-Star weekend.
They're going to be all 3 of them going to be All-Stars. You know that.
A super team. Oh, yeah. It's the same way when he was in Golden State. You had Durant, you had Steph, and you had Klay.
I believe this game is scheduled for March 7th. So we'll keep up with that. Let me get you guys' prediction on who wins the East or the West because it's been kind of competitive the last couple years.
Well, they don't do East and West no more.
It's Team LeBron.
We don't know who's the top vote getters.
No, we do.
The it's two LeBron top vote getters.
So right now,
it's not Giannis. This is the first time they talked about
it. Is LeBron and KD based on these numbers? It's LeBron and KD.
The other conference.
Yep. All right, so
he was always against LeBron. Yep.
Let's say we get Team LeBron and Team KD because. All KD had to do was come back off injury to be the top runner in the East.
Bingo.
I'm going with Team KD, and I'm going to tell you why. He knows how to pick a winner. Look at him running to Golden State and then to Brooklyn.
I see what you did
there. Oh, come on.
That was not fair.
You did there.
He's a baller, bro.
He is. Oh. But he does know how to pick a winner. That's cool. He's going to pick a better team.
You said he ran from Golden State, which was a championship
to team. Golden State first.
All right, he ran to Golden State. That was a championship.
He's been
team.
Picking them.
And then he ran to Brooklyn.
But you know, on the other hand, LeBron has been picking him too, because he did a pickup. His Miami team was a pickup team.
But I'm going with Cavaliers. I'm going with KD.
His Miami team was a pickup team.
Cavaliers.
I'm going with KD because he played the Fars. That's my pick.
I just think it's going to be a competitive game.
He played in the Fars.
Nobody knows, man. He played Barry Farms. He's gonna win this.
That's the criteria.
That's the criteria.
You're going with the West, man.
You got to get out the West.
But ain't no West, though. That's the thing.
It's no West.
It's no West.
It's just a team. The top two vote getters get to play pickup. Yeah.
I'm still going with the West.
I like it. Okay. I like it.
All right. With the West. All right, cool.
That's my point. I'm going with Team LeBron.
Okay.
Okay.
John is going with the Western Conference. They're going to win.
I mean, that's just assuming that. What if LeBron picks all East players? What if, like, Giannis, Kyrie?
He's still going with the West. You haven't got the point yet?
I'm still going with LeBron because LeBron will win that game even if he picks all East. LeBron is the winner. He's on the West.
Fair enough.
I'm going with Team LeBron.
All right. I would default to Team LeBron, too. I just want to see the picks first. You know, it's kind of hard to say. Right. They don't even start playing for him until, like, 3 minutes into the third.
Nah, because last year they did, because remember they was paying per quarter.
Oh yeah, they was playing for.
It was paying per quarter.
They were playing for charity. Yeah. Per quarter.
Yeah.
Right.
The first quarter, when the second quarter. Mattered. Yeah.
All right.
Competitive.
Yeah, they went up to like 150 points or something.
Yeah.
It was a score fest. All right. I'm gonna go against the grain. Team KD as well. I just feel like he's got something to prove. And on that platform with all those other all-stars, he's like, I'm trying to show finally that I'm the guy. Like, you know, I mean, LeBron's out there, so it's kind of hard to do that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, KD's going to be a threat. Regardless, you give him a ball and just show him a hoop, he's going to put it in there. So, and if he picks Steph Curry, they're going to win.
Yeah.
But does he pick Steph over Kyrie? Like, what if he starts picking other people besides his teammates?
It don't matter.
What does it mean for that team later on, though? He's like, hey, you ain't pick me, dog. I'm going to – I'm leaving this because I'm going
It don't out. Matter. If you're going to beef over this, then we got bigger problems.
All right. Anybody else? Trey?
No, that's pretty much it.
No.
All right, fair. All right, well, cool. So, again, Super Bowl Sunday this Sunday, 6:30 p.m. on CBS. We'll be checking it out, and you can check back with us next week on our predictions and see how we did. As I have it, John has KC, Jay Hill has KC, and me and Trey have Tampa Bay. So on that note, it's been real, people. Thank you for the quick abbreviated version of Sports and Things. You can check us out everywhere you can find podcasts. Apple, so-and-so. Also, check us out on
Wow.
I don't have to say it. I like it. Say it. It's fine. If you go to one, you go to all.
Yada, 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 yada.
Also, check us out on Unhinged Sports Network every Saturday at noon and whenever they re-air us during the week. They have a whole schedule up. You can go to unhingedsportsnetwork.com. Check it out. Also, check out FUBU. FUBO TV.
Oh!
For us, by us
TV. We should trademark that and get. Anyway, FUBO TV and Fanatics.com. Tell them we sent you. Go buy some gear. Represent your teams this weekend. And that is all. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll check you guys next week.
Holla.
Free my nigga.
Oh.
Free who?
Free dark. Free Dark Cars.
Free Dark Cars. Free Dark Cars. Joseph, free my.
How's Rob?
Yeah. We got the vibe on deck, bro. Four dope brothers talking sports, so let's go. If you could just imagine some dudes into music get together to talk trash about whose teams is losing. So here we go, Deke Turner, John Lane, Trey Illy, Jay Hill, the MVP, courting the history. So now what? They got they mics and gizmos. Podcast rapper for DC, what it is, mo. Yeah, we talking sports and things. From rookies who bought a bet who about to get more rings, plus more things, like a jam session or something. Then we beefing cause our favorite team, Jive like slumming, Jive like pumping, over podcasts and stereo every O. You want more than that whole hum, so here we go. Yeah, we go from bars to beats, to podcast or AstroTurf with balls and cleats like that, y'all. Talking sports and things, talking sports and things. Priest the Nomad up, talking sports and things. We're talking sports and things. D Turner, John Lane, talking sports and things. Baby, we're talking sports and things. Trey Illy, Jake Hill, talking sports and things. Talking sports and things. Yeah. DC, baby. Bye, bye,
bye. Yeah, DC, baby. Thanks for listening to Sports and Things featuring John Lane, Trey Ely, Jay Hill, and Dennis Turner. Be sure to follow and subscribe for our upcoming episodes. You can also reach the team on Instagram at sportzandthingz and on Twitter at izsportz.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.